The majority of results come from a small portion of the effort. Have you ever noticed that most of your work gets done right before a deadline? In those last few days, you often accomplish more than in all the previous weeks combined. This uneven effort and reward can be seen in many areas. For instance, many businesses find that 20% of their products make up 80% of their profits. Similarly, 20% of drivers cause 80% of accidents. Most drivers are careful, but a small group is reckless and causes most crashes. This pattern is known as the 80-20 principle. About 80% of results come from 20% of efforts. Why isn't this ratio more balanced? Because not all causes have the same impact. They can be split into two groups, a small one with a big impact and a large one with a small impact, leading to the 80-20 split. The 80-20 principle is a simple concept, but the actual ratio often varies. It might be 70-30 or even 99.90.1 instead. These numbers don't always sum to 100. For instance, a 1997 study found that out of 300 movies, just 4, 1.3%, made up 80% of ticket sales. People struggle with the 80-20 principle, expecting balance and fairness. People often think the world is balanced, but imbalance is actually normal. For example, in language, Sir Isaac Pitman discovered that 700 common words make up 2/3 of daily conversations. Including their variations, this rises to 80%. So, less than 1% of English words cover over 80% of what we say. Where do these imbalances come from? They arise from feedback loops that amplify small differences. For instance, if you have several goldfish of similar size in the same pond, they will still grow to very different sizes. Some fish are just a little bigger than others, giving them a small edge. This lets them catch more food and grow faster than the smaller fish. As they grow, their advantage grows too, letting them catch even more food. This cycle repeats, leading to big size differences over time. Though natural, many people see these imbalances as unfair. For example, if 20% of people own 80% of the wealth, it's seen as social injustice. People think work and reward should be equal, but the 80-20 principle shows that not all work brings the same reward. Use the 80-20 principle to enhance work efficiency and outcomes. You might wonder how the 80-20 principle applies to your daily life. Let's start with your job. Your current work habits are likely inefficient. If 80% of your results come from just 20% of your effort, then the remaining 80% of your effort is largely wasted. Imagine cutting out this wasted time and focusing only on what you do in the efficient 20%. You'd greatly increase your productivity. Think about maintaining the high efficiency you have when a project deadline is near throughout the entire project. Using the 80-20 principle can make you more efficient by focusing on tasks that really matter. Start by looking at your work processes to spot inefficient parts. For example, you might waste time at the beginning of a project by overthinking possible mistakes. Recognize this and try to stop worrying about failures. By finding these issues and changing your process to avoid them, you can significantly improve your efficiency. Boost profits by focusing on the top 20% of key activities. You know how to use the 80-20 principle for your productivity, but how can you apply it to a business? One key way is by optimizing your product range. First, analyze which products bring in the most profits. Rank all your products by profit and sales figures. You'll likely find that the top 20% of your products generate 80% of your profit. Richard Koch studied an electronics company and found that their top three products made up 19.9% of total sales, but generated 52.6% of total profits. Once you identify the 80-20 split in your company, the next step is to maximize the potential of that profitable 20%. Focus on these products and allocate more resources to increase their sales. At the electronics company, he advised management to tell their salespeople to double the sales of those three products, ignoring all others. Simplify your business for success by reducing complexity. Big companies are often very complex, which managers must handle skillfully. Many managers even enjoy the challenge and mental stimulation it provides. But is embracing complexity the best way to succeed? Most people think that being large and offering many products is beneficial, as more products should mean more profit. However, complexity has hidden costs. A wide product range needs more complicated logistics, extra training for salespeople, and more administrative work compared to a narrow range. These factors can increase costs, sometimes even more than the extra products earn. Simplifying your business can lower costs. By focusing on a smaller range of products, employees can give more attention to these few items. This helps them understand the key products better than if they had to manage many different ones. It also makes administrative tasks easier and brings economies of scale, meaning benefits from doing more of the same thing in production and logistics. The power of these benefits is evident. A study of 39 medium-sized companies found that the least complex ones were the most successful. They offered fewer products to fewer customers and had fewer suppliers, leading to higher profits. Clearly, simplifying your business reduces costs and increases profitability. Apply the 80-20 rule to business, negotiating, marketing, targeting. Now that you know how to use the 80-20 principle to refine your product range and boost profits, let's look at other business areas. The 80-20 principle is versatile and can be applied to almost any function in business to enhance success. For instance, in negotiations with customers, suppliers, or partners, you usually prepare many points in advance. However, an 80-20 analysis might show that only a few points really matter to your company. Focus on winning these crucial points rather than arguing for everything. Another example is in marketing. If 20% of your customers generate 80% of your sales, focus on identifying and retaining these key customers. This targeted approach can significantly improve your business outcomes. Identify your key customers and ensure their loyalty with excellent service. When creating new products or services, focus only on this top 20%. This strategy helps you grow your market share by selling more to these loyal customers. Take Nicholas Barson, a top real estate broker in the U.S., for example. He makes over $1 million yearly in personal commissions, with over a third from repeat customers reselling their houses. Clearly, his focus on keeping his best clients happy is a profitable strategy. Restructure thinking daily with the 80-20 principle for efficiency. In business, the 80-20 principle identifies which 20% of inputs produce 80% of results. But in everyday life, this analysis isn't easy. Instead, you need 80-20 thinking. Traditional thinking assumes all causes and inputs are equally important. For instance, as kids, we're taught all our friends are equally valuable. With 80-20 thinking, you'd recognize that not all relationships are equally important. Some friends matter more, and these relationships are more meaningful. You could say that 20% of your friendships bring 80% of the value, like the joy and camaraderie you feel from these key relationships. The main difference between 80-20 analysis and 80-20 thinking is in the approach. An analysis needs data collection and study to identify the top 20%. In contrast, 80-20 thinking involves estimating who the top 20% are without data. For example, you can't measure the value of relationships with numbers. But you can ask, who are the most important people in my life? How much quality time do I spend with them each week? These questions help identify your key relationships. 80-20 thinking suggests focusing on the most valuable 20% of relationships, aiming for quality over quantity. This method can be applied to many areas of life without needing hard data. Focus on vital tasks, not time management. Prioritize effectively. You've likely heard about time management from self-help books. The idea is to help you do more in the time you have, boosting productivity by 15-25%. But there's an even better way to become efficient. Time management aims to make you more efficient by squeezing more tasks into your schedule. It targets busy executives, starting with sorting daily tasks by priority. Here's where the trouble begins. Most people can't identify their most important tasks and label 60-70% of their to-do list as high priority. The result? Packed schedules and longer hours. Cramming more tasks into a full schedule isn't a good solution, as it leads to overwork and possibly burnout. The 80-20 time management, or time revolution, helps you focus on the tasks that matter most. It involves identifying the 20% of your tasks that yield 80% of your results and prioritizing them. For example, Richard found that his consulting firm excelled without extra effort by focusing on key tasks. Typically, consultants address a broad range of client issues, leading to shallow work, with clients handling implementation. Instead, his colleagues targeted the top 20% of client issues and used the saved time to help clients implement solutions. This strategy boosted their clients' profits and gave them an edge over other firms. This time revolution frees up time while maintaining the quality of your work. Boost your happiness by 80-20 principle. Most people define their quality of life by their overall happiness. Surprisingly, few of us actively try to make ourselves happier. In fact, many spend time doing things that make them unhappy, like working jobs they dislike. Many office workers spend their days in cubicles, doing repetitive tasks, just waiting for the week to end. So, how can you fix this? Start by identifying what makes you happy and unhappy in your life. Ask yourself, which 20% of your activities bring 80% of your happiness? And which 80% brings only 20% of your happiness? Once you know this, take action. Spend less time on things that don't make you happy. If your job makes you unhappy, consider ways to change it. Look for new jobs, redefine your current one, or reduce your working hours. Don't settle for a job that makes you unhappy forever. By cutting down on what makes you unhappy, you'll have more time and energy for what makes you happy. For instance, working less can give you more time with family and friends. Focus on the 20% of activities that bring you 80% of your happiness and try to do more of them. This approach will lead to a happier life. Key points. 1. The 80-20 principle shows that most results come from a small portion of efforts or inputs. 2. The ratio may vary, but imbalances like 80% results from 20% effort are common in many areas. 3. Feedback loops often create these imbalances, leading to significant differences in outcomes. 4. Focusing on key tasks, products, or customers can improve efficiency and profits. 5. Simplifying work and prioritizing vital tasks increases productivity and reduces waste. 6. Applying the 80-20 rule can help manage time, relationships, and personal happiness effectively. 7. Recognizing and reducing inefficiencies allows more focus on activities that bring the most value.